Good Vok Rabosai. Today's daf is Erevin Daf Vav. We are plowing through Hilchos Erevin. Erevin is one of those mesechtas which dives you right in, gets you right into the meat of potatoes, which is kind of nice instead of beating around the bush for a bit. So we are knee deep in Hilchos Erevin, and we are on Hey Amud Beis. At the bottom, at the two dots, one line up, or I guess technically two lines up from the bottom. Amar of Chanan Bar Rava Amar Rav. Mavoi Shenifratz Mitzido. If a mavui, again, we talked about if yesterday, if there's a hole on the side of wall of a mavui. So if it's if the hole is on the wall, so then be'eser. Then the amount that's okay is up to eser amos. Again, if you look at Rashi, mitzido bakuto ha'aruch v'lo etzol rosho. Again, if you have an idea of a mavui is enclosed on three sides, then it's open on one side. So if you have a hole in the side wall, so that can be up until 10 amos, and then it is fine. Merosho, but if it's on the open in the open side, so then that's bedalad. That's by dalad tefachim. How in the world do you have a hole in the open side? It's already open. So as Rashi explains, the case is, let's say for example, is a very wide mavui. Shahaya racho, if you look at Rashi, the second wide line, or I guess the second line, Mirosho, Shahaya Mavui Roch of Chaf Amo. You have a 20 Amo long, or wide rather, 20 Amo wide Mavui. Visasmo Eser Amo. So when you closed it off, right, we said before that if it's, right, as the Mishnah said, Kiditznan, Vaharoch of Me Eser Yimait, if you have a Mavui that's more than 10 Amos wide, you have to make it smaller. So if your Mavui is 20 Amos, you have a wall in the front that closes off the opening for 10 amos, and then you have a, let's say, a korah or whatever in the open 10 amos. So let's say the hole, the break, is in the wall that you put to shrink the opening in the mavoi from 20 amos to 10 amos. Right? You had a 10 amo wall that makes it now an acceptable width, but you have a hole, you have a break in that wall. So if you have a hole in that wall, so that's okay if it's up to Dalid Tfachin. But if the hole is in the side wall, then you have up until Eser Amos. So Gemara says that's a really big difference. Maishna Mitzido Be'eser. Why do we say that a hole up until 10 Amos in the side is fine? Because the Amar Piskahu, because we just assume that that's another entranceway into the Mavui. Right, again, as we just said, that an entrance into a mavui, the mouth leading into a mavui, can be 10 amos long. So if the hole's in the side, we assume that that's just an entranceway. So Merosho Nami name a piskahu. So why don't we say that's an entranceway in the front? Why do we make the shear for the opening in the front wall much, much smaller? So I'm Ravun, the brother of Yeshua, Kigoshi Nifras, Bekaren Zavis. Enechinami, the case is where the hole is in the Karen Zavis, is in the corner. Meaning that is a case where Dalet Tfachin will be no good, but if it's actually in the front wall, you could say that that's another entrance and that could be 10 amos. The Gemara says, the Piskel Karen, because, why? The Piskel Karen Zavis lo avidichi, because people don't really make openings in the corner. Since you can't say, oh, maybe we'll just view this as an entrance, because people don't really use the corner for an entrance. So then that is okay, meaning it can only be a hole up until Dalet Tfachim. Now, didn't we say yesterday that according to Rav Yosef, right, how could you have a mavui that's Dalet Tfachim? You need to have at least two entrances for both the chatzeros. So we answered, because you're making the Karen Zavis. So Tosfos already points that out. Tosfos do with Maskel de Piska. And he says, yeah, okay, people usually don't make entrances in the corners, but sometimes they do. And that's how you could have an entrance over there. Okay, fine. Veravuna Amar, Echad Zev Echad. Okay, so we just said before that Rav holds that it can be up until 10 Amos, but in the corner it would be up until Dalet Tfachim. So Veravuna says, Veravuna Amar, Echad Zev Echad Zev Arba. Regardless of where the hole is, whether it's the front or the side, so you have only up until Dalet Tfachim. Right, and even Rav Huna said to Rav Chanan bar Rava, again, who had quoted Rav's Shita, he said, "Lo tifla galai, don't argue, don't make a machlokas with me." The Rav ikla le damcharia, because Rav came to a city called Damcharia, the Avad uvdu kvasi, any paskin like me. So Malay, so Rav Chanan said back to him, Rav Bika Matza Vegoder Bageder. Rav literally means that he found a field and he made a fence around it. What that means is a phrase, as Rashi explains, that people in Damcharia apparently were very, very makil, or lax. Rashi says they were amaratzim, and they were being mezalzel of a mitzvah. So Rav was being extra machmir, so he only allowed a hole up until Dalet Tvachim. But really, the halacha is, according to at least Rav Chanan Bar Rava, that you could have it up until Eser Amos. Okay. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Kavasi de Ravuna Mistava, Rav Huna's Shita makes more sense. The 8th mark, it was said, Mavui Akum. Right, what is a Mavui Akum? So a Mavui Akum is an L-shaped Mavui. Right, we've been talking up until now about a three-walled Mavui, and a Mavui on the alleyway leads out on the opening to Shisarabim. Now you have an L. And obviously, if you look at the Mavuis individually, which is what we're about to do in a second, so how do you view them? Because you have one full wall on one side, a wall on the back, yeah, a mouth, and then the fourth wall is, let's say, 90% wall, and then 10% opening, obviously, because it's an L and it leads into the other direction. So how do you view that? So Rav Amar Toraso Kamufulash, Vishmul Amar Toraso Kasosum. Rav says it's considered to be open, meaning each side of the Mavoi is considered to be open. And Shmuel says no, that each side of the Mavui is considered to be closed, and then you don't need to what's it called? You don't need to make a Tzuras Pesach at the bend. Okay, the question now is, you know, we were not going to view the Mavui as open on both sides because, you know, from both directions, but each individual, you know, straight Mavui. The question is, how is that viewed? Because you have, you know, an entrance or really an opening on the side of one of the walls. So Rav is going to say it is considered open, and Shmuel is going to say that it is closed, and you don't need to close off the bend at all. Okay. So the Gemara says, "B'maya askina." So now again, we're trying to prove that Rav Huna's shita makes more sense. Rav Huna said that a hole in the side wall can only be up until Dal Tvachim. So right. So b'maya askina. What is this case when you have an L-shaped mavui? Ilei mabiyoser me eser. If you'll tell me that the L, that the opening, meaning that the wall on the short side of both mavuis, the inner wall of both mavuis, is the hole is more than 10 amos. Yeah, meaning that when you would make, let's say, the left or the right turn, right, that area is more than 10 amos. But what Shmuel is really going to say, that that's considered closed? All right, no way, that doesn't make any sense. That can't be. I mean, the Maisa, you know, it's more than 10 tefachim open, right? You can imagine that's nobody says that. So Elolav be'eser, it must be that the opening is 10 amos. The Kamar Rav Torah Sukkum Fulash, and Rav says that it's considered open. Right, you see that it's even less than 10 amos, 10 amos or less. So Alma, Pirtzas Mavui, Mitzido, Bedalid, right? What are we dealing with? We're dealing with a hole in the side of the Mavui. If Rav is going to say that's considered open, if it's 10 amos or less, so clearly he must hold that the shear for an open Mavui, that the opening in the side, is going to be Dalid Tvachim, like Rav Huna suggested, and not 10 amos, like we said before. Rav Chanan Bar Rava would say, no, that's not a good proof at all, because Shani Hasam Dika Baki Ba Rabim. That is different, because a lot of people are going to go through it. Right? You have people coming back and forth on both sides. So this, what we're talking about is only if you have a Mavui that is not, you know, very highly populated. Apparently Rav Huna holds, again, who advanced this whole proof, that even if there is, even if there's not a lot of people going back and forth, we're still going to hold that Rav would say that a hole in the side of a Mavui is Dalet Tvachim. Maishna, midi Rav Ami v'Re'asi. How is that different from Rav Ami and Rav Asi that we said yesterday? If you remember, we said on Heyman Aleph, I believe, that the side can be up until 10 Amos, right, as long as you have a four tefach kind of piece of wood, or whatever it is, or korah, whatever it is, lechi rather, at the front. So how's that any different? Right, so the Gemara says, "Hasam diga gedude hacha de lechi gedude," because there it's harder for people to get in or out. If you look at Rashi over here, Shnishtayim in a kotel b'yisod gimel or dalet tefachim gova al pnei kol apirza, because there you have a piece of the wall that's going up from the ground, gimel or dalet tefachim, and it's kind of annoying. It's kind of hard to step over it. In that case, that's what Rav Ami and Rav Yossi is talking about. But hacho, the lucky to do day over here, there is no, there's nothing on the floor or anything that you have to step over. So you know you have a full passageway through the mavli. So that's why we'll say that it's up to dalet tefachim and not 10 amos like Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Yossi said. Okay, Tanu Rabbanan. Ketad Ma'arvin Derech Rishus HaRabin. So now the Gemara is obviously going to have to define Rishus HaRabin because, you know, as we've mentioned, early, it must be early in Masechta, but certainly at the beginning of Masechta Shabbos, you cannot make an Eruv for Rishus HaRabin. That does not work. Where Eruvim only work in Rishus HaYachid, that Chazal or Machmer, that you need to put an Eruv, or maybe in a Carmelist or whatever, but you can't wall off. You can't just put a Lechi, a Korah in Rishus HaRabin and make that Mutter. Right? An Eruvin is only a Takana Durabanan for a Din Durabanan. So that's first of all. Second of all, how do you define Rishus HaRabin? So Rashi over here, again, it's important just to note, we had it in the beginning of Shabbos, but Rashi over here also says, if you look at Dibur Maskel Rashi Rishus HaRabin, Mashma Roch of Sheshesrei Amma, it's 16 Amos long, the ear shemitzuyim bashishim ribo, and there needs to be 600,000 people. The ein ba'choma does not have a wall. Shehayir reushes rab mishala mechuvan l'shar mishar l'shar, meaning there's no wall on either side. It has to be open on both sides. Shehayim mefulash, and that's what mefulash means, right? It has to be open on both sides. Domel digle midbar, similar to the degolim in the midbar, right? We're learning all of this stuff from the midbar. The midbar is the Rishus HaRabim, so similar to the Rishus HaRabim. So Rashi over here quotes three requirements for Rishus HaRabim. Has to be mefulash, open on both sides, 16 amos across, and 600,000 people. Tosus over here, and again, this is a whole discussion in the Rishonim, how you define Rishus HaRabim. Tosus over here, and all of this is all parallel machlokas Rashi and Tosus at the beginning of Shabbos. Says, what are you talking about? And there's a bunch of questions. If you look at Tosos, Diva Masel, Ketzad, Persia Kuntrish, Rishus HaRabim, Rochav Yud Vav Amma, Mefulash, Mishnei Tzadim, Mishad Hashan, Matsuyim, Bashishim Ribo, he quotes the three requirements of Rashi, V'chein Yesh Bahag, Deba'in Andriza, Shishim Ribo, and the Bahag also requires that there needs to be 600,000 people. Also debate whether that means in the city, Rashi seems to imply in the city, or does that mean in the street? Okay? Either way, Tosfos says, "Kasher Rabbein Tam." What are you talking about? Amar Agalos Habitachem Benei Rishus HaRabim. The Gemara at the beginning of Shabbos already had said that. Or I guess this is later in Shabbos, in the middle when we talk about the Agalos, that could be open space. Either way, that there are Agalos were Rishus HaRabim underneath them, and the sides of them were Rishus HaRabim, and there wasn't 600,000 people underneath the wagons. They weren't that big. Omer Ri, the Ri says, Mikamakam Darchan, I have lots of Malavo. Okay, fine, maybe people are going in and out. Either way, he asks also that the number in the Midbar, there weren't 600,000 people, there were many people, there were maybe up to 3 million people in the Midbar, if you're counting people. Right, the Torah says, okay, 600,000 men left in Mitzrayim, but there were women, there were children. Another question is that the number of 600,000 doesn't really show up so much, right? Usually when they do the counting, it's a bit more than 600,000. Okay, fine, but either way, you should know the Machlokas Rashi Tosas over here. Tosas says maybe you could get 600,000 because Milsa the Ksiva Ben Misparim, right? We only take the numbers that are written down in the Chumash, so if you tell me 600,000 left in Mitzrayim, okay, I mean, this is a whole discussion over here, just so you should be aware how you define a Rishus HaRabim. That's found here. That's also found in Shabbos Davav, if I'm not mistaken. Okay, either way, let's sit back into the Gemara. So, Tan Rabbanan, Ketzad Ma'arvin Derech Rishus HaRabim. How do you make an Eruv for Rishus HaRabim? Now, obviously, as I said before, it can't be an actual Rishus HaRabim, but the Gemara will ask that question in a second. So, what do you do, says the Braisa? Oset Tzurza Pesach Mikan V'lechi should be O Kora, if I'm not mistaken, yeah. V'lechi O Kora Mikan. According to the Tanakama, you make a Tzurz Pesach on one side, and either a Lechi or a Kora on the other side. Chananya Omer, Chananya says, Beishamai Omerim Osen Delis Mikan, V'delis Mikan. That according to Chananya, Beishamai holds that you need a door on both sides, Ukushu Yotze V'nechmas Noel, and they need to be closed when you go in and out of them. Beis Hillel Omerim, Osedel's Mikan, V'lechi Kora Mikan. You make a door on one side and you make either a lechi or a korah on the other side. So the Gemara says immediately, "Rishus Rabban Mima Arva." Can you really make an erev in Rishus Rabban? Atanya with the Rabbisa again. Gemara in Shabbos. Yeah, Shabbos Davav. Yeser Alkein Amar Rabbi Yehuda Misha Hayalo Shnei Batim Mishnei Tzidei Rishus Rabban. If you had two houses on both sides of the Rishus Rabban, so Ose Lechem Mikan VeLechem Mikan Okora Mikan Okora Mikan VeNosi VeNosim VeEmtza. You can make a lechi and a korah on the open sides, and you can carry in between them. So Amar Lo, and the Chacham said to him, "What are you talking about? Ein Me'arvin Mishus Rabban Bekach." You cannot make a eruv in Rishus Rabban. I v'chitema bekachu de lo ma'arva. Oh, but the losos ma'arva. Maybe the chachamim. If maybe you'll tell me the chachamim were saying to him, yeah, you can't use a lechi and a korah, but you can't make, but you can make doors. So Rabbi Baruchana said the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Yerushalayim. The status of Yerushalayim is ilema dalsosa ninolos. If its doors had not been closed balayla at night, chayavin aleh mishum rishus harabim. It would be a rishus harabim. Right, you're telling me that you need the doors to close off a rishus harabim on both sides. And that's only based shamai shita, right? Tanakama says you can put a lechi in a korah, and Beis Hillel says you need a door on one side and a lechi and a korah on the other side. So what are you talking about? And another proof. Amar Ula, and Ula says, "Honey, avule de mechoza, and even in mechoza." Ilmali dolos asayan no alos chayiv and alamishus mishum rishus rabim. Same thing that you have in mechuzah. You also needed doors to be closed to make sure that it is not rishus rabim. So it can't be that you're making an eruv in rishus rabim. So Amar Rav Yehuda ha'achikamer. This is what it means to say keitzad ma'arvin mavuos hamufulash in rishus rabim. How can you make an eruv in a mavui that is open on both sides to Rishus Rabban? Right? Up until now, we've been talking about a mavui that's closed on three sides and open into the other side. So then, okay, lechi and akora, that suffices. But now you have a mavui that is open on both sides. You have two walls and two openings, both of them leading into Rishus Rabban. So what do you say? What do you do with that? So Oset Shurza Pasach Mikan, lechi akora Mikan. So he passes, so he reviews the quotes of Tanakama. You make a tzuris apazach on inside, a lechi korah on the other side, okay, or beis shamai, beis hillel. What's the halacha? So itmar, we said, Rav amar hilchas akitana kama, u'shmuel amar halacha ke chananya. And when Shmuel says the halacha is like chananya, obviously that's with it holding like beis hillel. So that would be a door on one side and a lechi and a korah on the other side. So Ibarlu, they asked the question, l'chananya libe de beis hillel, according to beis hillel, according to chananya. Tzorich linol, oh, enu tzorich linol. Do you need to close the door or not, right? Again, he quoted the Beis Shammai, says you need to have them closed. Do you need to close them according to Beis Hillel? So Tashma, I'll bring your proof. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Ein Tzarich Linol. You don't need to close them. V'chein Amar Rav Masna, Amar Shmuel, Ein Tzarich Linol. No, they don't need to be closed. Right? As long as they have a door frame and door post and a door that could be closed, so that is good enough. Igadam, right? Rav Masna, B'didi, Hava Uvda, Rav Masna said, this actually happened to me. Amar Li Shmuel, Ein Tzarich Linol. And Shmuel said, you don't need to close them. Okay, so apparently you see that according to Beis Hillel, you don't need to close them. Bo, Mei Rav Anan, they asked the Shaila to Rav Anan. Tzarich Linol, Ein Tzarich Linol. What's the din? Do you have to close the doors or not? So Amar Lahu, Tachazi, Hani, Avuli, De Naharda. Check out these gates in Naharda. The Teman Ad Palgaihu. They are halfway Teman Hatmana, right? They're insulated, quote unquote, but here it means they're halfway sunk into the ground, into the sand, Ba'afra, into the dirt. Da'al v'nafik mar Shmuel v'lo amr lehu v'lo midi. And Shmuel apparently walked in and out of them, and didn't say a word. So apparently, you definitely don't need to close them. So Amar Rav Kahana, no, hanach megufos avoy. No, you can't prove there because these were megufos. What does that mean? So if you look at Rashi on the side, megufos ayu. Lo hayakulam psuchos, they weren't totally open and sunk into the ground. Ela seguros ubruchos bamitzas. Really, they were closed and they were just slightly open. Right? You can imagine like they have in the apocalyptic movies, right? A gate that's totally covered by sand and the doors open a tiny bit and you can squeeze yourself out. Yeah, okay, so that in that case it's considered closed. That's why Shmuel over there didn't say anything. Right? So that doesn't prove at all what Shmuel would say, whether you need to close them or not. He also, Rav Nachman Amar, when Rav Nachman showed up in there, just into Bavdol, he said, Panuya la'afrayu. What does that mean? They are, Yeah, I mean, you need to close off. Rav Nachman said you need to get rid of all the dirt. He said, Rav Nachman said, as we said, it was sunken in the half into the dirt or the sand. So he said, clear out the dirt and make sure the doors can open and shut and close. Maybe Rav Nachman holds that you need to, in fact, close the doors. So the Gemara says, No, he just means that it needs to be able to be closed, not that they actually have to be closed. And if that weirds you out, if that's a weird thing, so we see that similarly elsewhere in the Shas, specifically by the Korban Mincha, and then applied elsewhere, Kol Roy Labila, it's something that's roi labila, something that is able to be mixed. So you don't actually have to mix it. Again, referring to the shear of oil and flour by korban mincha has to be a certain ratio. Kol roi labila. Okay, either way, but meaning it is possible. You do see it elsewhere that something just needs to be able to be done, doesn't actually necessarily have to be done. Right? Just it needs to be able to be closed, and not necessarily does not have to be closed. Okay. So that seems pretty clear. According to Rabbeis Hillel, you do not actually need to close the doors. And that's how we would paskin in a case of a mavui that is open on both sides to the Rishus Sarabim. Now, we're going to combine both discussions that we just had. We had a discussion about an L-shaped mavui and a mavui that's open on both sides to the Rishus Sarabim. So let's combine. We had two machloksim. Again, Rav and Shmuel. Rav said, by the case of the mavui that's open on both sides, what did he say? The halacha is like the Tanakama. He was makel, that you just need a lechi and a korah, and whatever. And they, on one side, Tzuras HaPesach on the other side. And Rav had said, by the case of a L-shaped mavui over here, just flipping back to Vav and Aleph, he had said, where is that? It was, right, so he said that it was like mefulash, that an L-shaped mavui, if it has an opening on the opening by the L, that is mefulash, that is considered to be opened. And Shmuel had said it's considered to be closed, but Shmuel had said over here that the halacha is like Beis Hillel, that you need some sort of door, at least on one side. So we're going to combine these two machlokes. So ahu mavui, there was a mavui, ako, a mavui that is bent, Dava ben Narada, in Narada. So what is a mavui? That's akum. What does that mean? So if you look at Rashi, he has a beautiful little illustration over here. It means not an L-shaped mavui, but a ches-shaped mavui. If you look at Rashi, mavui akum, shnei psachav mefulashim l'shus harabim. You have one big l'shus harabim street, and the mavui has two entrances, and it goes in a ches shape. So what's the deal? How do you view that? So Rami Allah Chumrah de Rav v'Chumrah de Shmuel. So they took both Chumras on both sides of the Machlokas. The Chumrah of Rav and the Shita in the Machlokas of Beis Sham and Beis Hillel and Tanakama about a open on both sides. What's it called? And the Chumrah of Shmuel, or I guess the other way around. All right, either way, the Gemara explained that they took both Chumras in both Machlokas. V'tzrichu dulasos, they required doors. Because Chumrah de Rav, because of the Chumrah of Rav, Damar Torah Sukkah Mefulash, saying that it's considered to be an open Mefulash, right? Again, the L, right, by the bend, that's considered to be an open on both sides, so therefore, again, that brings us to Machlokas over here, and that it's an open Mavui. Vamar Rav, Halach Ketanakama, and Rav said the Halach is like the Tanakama, but so therefore we took the Chumrah Keshmuel, Damar Halacha Kechananya. Right? Once you take the Chumrah of Rav, and we're to say now we're dealing with two, or I guess three, but really mavuis that are mefulashim, that are open. So now you come to this machlokas, what do you do with a mavui mefulash? So then they took the chumrah of Shmuel, the amar halacha kechananya, then you need doors on one side. So they would put doors by the bends. And then that would, and a lechi and a korah by both exits to Rishus HaRavim. We should probably read that a little better. Let's just start again, and we'll read it through quick. Ha'u mavui akom da'avet ben arda, rami alei achum in the da'avet chumar d'shmol. They took both chumras. It's drichu d'losos, they required doors, because chumra d'rav. Damar Torah Asuma Foolish, who says that we view it as if it's an open mavui. Ay, Vama Rav, halacha k'tanakama. So didn't the Rav say the halacha k'tanakama that you don't need doors? So k'shmuel, damar halacha chananya. They paskin like Shmuel, who says that the halacha is like chananya. Ay, Vama Shmuel Torah k'sosum. Didn't Shmuel say that we view this type of mavui as if it's closed off and you don't need it? It's not this case at all of an open foolish mavui. So therefore, we paskin k'rav, damar Torah so k'mafoolash. And Rav says that is actually a mafulash case, and that brings us this machlokas, and therefore they took both machlokas. Okay, the Gemara, we're going to stop here. The Gemara is going to launch into a discussion whether you can take two chumras, meaning whether that's appropriate or not, but we'll stop here and go weiter in the Heilige Shas tomorrow. Have a Shavua Tov, a good Vach, and a good preparation for Chodesh Elul, which is upon us very shortly. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.